Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, some of you think it's a great day for the country. Some of us think it's not such a great day for the country. And so which is it, right? Which is it? Is it a great day for America because we've got a breach of the U.S. Capitol? First time something like this has happened in Washington, D.C. since 1840 when the British burned the White House to the ground, okay? And you've got hundreds of thousands of people. It could be 200,000 people. I don't know. It's not a million, but it could be 150, 200,000 people. Who knows? And the protests this morning started early, started last night. And then, I mean, I don't know about you, but my heart is breaking today on a number of levels. And you're going to see, if you call yourself a follower of Jesus Christ, like I do, you're going to see how quickly we'll divide on these issues. And don't you know, and that's where we have to be very careful, my brothers and sisters. And if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, if you're not born again, then I'm not talking to you, okay? And if you don't understand what that means, you probably aren't, okay? So as a follower of Jesus Christ, my allegiance is not to Trump or America or any of this stuff. But it does matter. And right now, our country is descending, which we were fearful this was going to happen. Some people looking forward to it. I was getting into it on Facebook with a few people, and I'm going to kind of stay away from this because right now the devil's loving it, because no matter what I say for the next 45, 50 minutes, there's going to be division in our body. Because for some people, this is 1776. It's fully justified. One guy's been shot and is in critical condition. The National Guard is being called in. Trump got on board with that. Kayleigh McEnany on Twitter said just 15 minutes ago at President Donald Trump's direction. Of course, I got to give him this props. The National Guard is on the way along with other federal protective services. We reiterate President Trump's call against violence and to remain peaceful. But did he gin this up? Does he rile up the crowds? Well, yeah, of course he does. Now, does that take away personal responsibility? Of course it doesn't. So who's responsible for all this stuff? Everybody. Nobody's getting out of this deal without some blame. Nobody. And there's none righteous, no, not one, right? So that's Kayleigh McEnany. Mike Pence said this, the violence and destruction taking place at the U.S. Capitol must stop, and it must stop now. Anyone involved must respect law enforcement officers and immediately leave the building. Peaceful protest is the right of every American, but this attack on our Capitol will not be tolerated, and those involved will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That's going to happen because all this stuff's on camera. This doofus sitting there in Nancy Pelosi's office, and some of you are like, doofus, he's a patriot. See my point? And we're gonna give the devil his due, and he is going to divide us like crazy as the darkness gets darker, which, by the way, is the deal. This is not going to get better globally. It's not going to get better from a meta-narrative standpoint. It will not get better. Will there be little spikes here and there? I hope so. Will there be a revival in the church here and there? I hope so. I pray so. Will there be an awakening in the streets of America for the gospel? I hope so. But I don't know so. But I do know that all of creation is groaning like a woman in childbirth. The birth pangs are here, friend. They're here. And I think the challenge for all of us, certainly for myself, is I just didn't picture myself having to deal with this. Having to be in a land where right now we have all kinds of people that have literally occupied the U.S. Capitol. And of course, I was listening to MSNBC and some mainstream media today. And of course, the only thing they're saying is Trump supporters. But if you think, now watch, I'm going to divide us again. If you think that there's no Antifa there, if you think the Proud Boys aren't there, if you think BLM people aren't there, probably dressed up with the MAGA hat and the Trump flag and Jesus and Trump 2020, blah, 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 you're nuts. But if you're a Trump supporter that thinks everybody that breached the Capitol and is in the Senate chambers and then they're in the House chambers and then they're going ballistic, if you think there's not a single hundreds of people in the Capitol, as far as I can tell, maybe 1,000. If you think there's not a single actual Trump supporter in that crowd, you're nuts. Be honest, everybody. Honesty. Honesty. Truth. And is there, do we have a broken system in America? Yes. How bad is it? Probably worse than any of us could imagine. Is it time to hunker down in your backyard and grab your AK or whatever, your AR-15, and start firing away as the liberal comes onto your front step? Is that what you do? No. But some people are saying yes. Hey, baby, it's 1776. Shots are fired at Concord, and it's time to rock and roll. To which I say, are you a Christian? What's the most important thing to you? And is this an open and closed case? Because I was listening to my buddy, Mike Johnson, who's a representative from Louisiana, who had just like 8 minutes before everything hit the fan, I was watching Mike present his 5 minutes of objection. They were just dealing with Arizona, the very first of probably six states. And he's does his thing. And then the next thing you know, 20 minutes later, he's calling from a somewhat secure and undisclosed location somewhere in the area, either in the White House, either in the Capitol building itself, or perhaps in the House office building across the street, because they could go under the tunnel. And he's talking about he's not mad. More than anything, his heart is broken. More than anything. I'm not mad. I'm not afraid. I'm sad, he said. And then Kevin McCarthy called in, who was, you know, the number two in charge. Kevin McCarthy called in. And he's calling for hoping he had talked to the president and was urging the president, you got to say something. You got to do something. Will he? I don't know. And then here's Michael Brown, who's on the air before me. More than evangelicals bringing out the best in Trump, he's brought out the worst in us. Face it. Okay, let's divide the body some more. The spirit of lawlessness and anarchy is always from below, not from above, whether it's BLM, Antifa rioters who set our cities on fire, or pro-Trump protesters who just breached the Capitol. Both are dead wrong. And they're all involved in this one. Where do we go from here? We better pray. We'll be right back. Well, for some of you, you're grabbing a flag and you're waving it and you're excited and you think this is the greatest day in American history in your lifetime. That's what you're thinking. And for others of you, this is heartbroken. I mean, I don't know what he's saying now. Biden's on. This is live. Hold on.
His annual message to Congress, whose work has today been interrupted by chaos. Here's what Lincoln said. He said, we shall nobly save or merely lose the last best hope on earth. Went on to say, the way is plain, peaceful, generous, just. A way which, if followed, the world will forever applaud and God must forever bless.
No, brother.
The way is plain here.
Bring him
too.
Into it.
That's who we are. It's the way of democracy, of respect.
Okay, so just giving him a 30 seconds of airtime caused more division, right? Are you ready to tear my head off because I just did that? And, you know, by the way, yes, thank you, Eddie, on Facebook Live. I'm a one-man band in here today, so I got to hold my stinking computer up to the microphone and make it work. Because fortunately, my intern is out this week. I'm just in here by myself. The monkey flips the switch, and so I have to kind of do everything GarageBand while, okay? And, all right, so, okay, Joe, you know, give it your best shot. This is way beyond Joe Biden. It's beyond Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an accelerant on a fire that's been burning and building for a long time. He's an accelerant. And this nation's been descending more deeply into the depths for a while. Okay? It's been going down for a while. This is no surprise. This should not be a surprise to anybody. So he's saying, so President Trump, step up. Of course, he's calling for President Trump to call off his dogs. Of course, there can't be any chance, Joe, that there's Antifa and BLM and Proud Boys and some whack jobs in there. No way. They're all Trump supporters. Now, there's some of you, like I said in the first break, you're going to hate me because I'm saying I guarantee you there's some Trump supporters in there. I guarantee you there's some regular whacked out Trump supporters in there. Because are you telling me out of the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump, some of them aren't whack? Are you really? Are you going to try to tell me that? Of course they are. Human depravity, baby. That's just the deal. Be honest, biblically. But here we are. It was 1814 when the British burned the White House down. And so you've got people on both sides of the aisle, rhinos and libs alike, and this swamp up there in this mess. But what do you expect it to be? Really? Where do we put our hope? Where do you put your hope? Do you put it in the Lord? You put it in D.C.? What if this is just part of the deal? And I'm not suggesting, and listen, I'm spitballing here because I'm all over the map emotionally, mentally, spiritually, theologically today. I'm all over the map. Because that part of me, the patriot side, is like, what do you expect? You hose us long enough, and sooner or later, this thing's going to come unglued. But then when you get to that point, do you really rejoice in that? Hey, shots were fired at Concord. Awesome. Let's break out the booze and have a party, because now we're going to be killing each other in the streets. That's great. Wonderful. What a nice day for America. God bless America. Right? We've gotten ourselves here, plus the spiritual forces of darkness. There's so much chaos. There's so much disinformation, misinformation. Right? You've got parts of Trump that I love, parts of Trump that I can't stand. You got all this stuff in there. You get COVID. You have the election process. You have Georgia last night. You have the U.S. Senate going to be most likely 50-50. Kamala Harris breaks the tie. Kamala Harris, as the president of the Senate, assuming on January 20th, because she's the president of the Senate, then the senator, the Democrats will have control of all the positions in the Senate. Now, you go back a few years, it was like 2000, 2001, something like that, maybe 2005, where they had a 50-50 split in the Senate, and it was Trent Lott and whoever, Tom Daschle, and they worked out a little deal where they shared some leadership. But that was 15 years ago. Those days are gone. That ain't going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. And so as this thing crumbles, and will it? Certainly there's major cracks in the wall. There's major cracks in the foundation, right? Not my foundation. Woo! Hands up right here in the studio. They're not a single stinking crack in my foundation. If indeed my foundation is Jesus Christ. Is he yours? If he is, there's not a single crack in your foundation either, okay? Remember that. But the nation matters. This country matters. Matters in the grand scheme of things, but it's not ultimate. So what if we are, let me just put this on the table, what if we are in the downslide of America, okay? And by the way, if you want to know somebody to vote to pray for in the next 2 years, somebody specifically by name, to pray for? I don't even know who that is. Hold on. It's Joe Manchin. You want to pray for somebody by name for the next couple years? It's Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin. Because he's a very conservative senator and a Democrat who's more like a Kennedy Democrat, okay? Very conservative. Joe Manchin has been a pain in the Democrat side in the Senate for several years now. Somebody calling in today. I was like, hey, I was supposed to call in at 3. Not today. You're not. Sorry, whoever that is. So. But pray for Joe Manchin. because he's going to be right in the middle of it. And somebody put this out earlier today. This is before the chaos. This is from Habakkuk. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry for help? And you will not hear. Kind of sounds right, doesn't it? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save. Why do you make me see iniquity? And why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. And here's the Lord's answer, verse 5. Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded. For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. Now, here's the challenge. Do you want to then not believe that you would not believe if told? And then after that, make it a blank. And then fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. What do you want to go in there? Trump will serve a second term. The Democrats will be exposed. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Are you willing to not fill in the blank? Are you willing to just trust? Whatever the Lord is doing here, some things in his providence, some things he does, other things he allows. That's two sides of God's providential coin. Some things he does, other things he allows, but all of it's underneath his providential care. And rest assured in that, friend, if you're in Jesus Christ. If you're not born again, you're part of the mess. You don't have a firm foundation. If you are born again, you do. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. I told some of my students this morning, and when I emailed some of them this week, I'm seeing more pictures online of people inside the House chambers. There's the picture of four special agents pointing their guns outside one of the windows into the hallway outside the chamber. There's some guy with his mask on sitting in the looks like the House chamber, sitting in Nancy Pelosi's seat. There's another picture of a guy that was sitting in Pelosi's office. And then just look at how we respond to that. If, by the way, when you see all this stuff, here's that picture right here. There's a guy sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office. He's got his feet up on the table, on her desk, got a big American flag with him. Is he a Trump supporter? Is he an Antifa guy? Is he a Proud Boys guy? Here's a lady in the Senate chambers taking pictures with another kid, the kid that's sitting in the main chair, either in the Senate or the House. I think it's the Senate. And then she's just a regular looking suburban mom in there with her iPhone and her sign. And she got in there. A lot of these people are just regular citizens. I doubt that she doesn't look Antifa. She doesn't look BLM. She doesn't look like any of that stuff. She just looks like a regular mom out there in the country who, do they have a right to protest? Absolutely. Of course. It's called the First Amendment. Is it right to protest? Absolutely. Of course. I think there's all kinds of reasons to be upset. And how deep does this rabbit hole go? Who knows? Is it beyond repair? Aside from God doing something miraculous, I think it is. And I don't like to. Here's another live shot. People just meandering through the that looks like the rotunda where they've got all the statues and stuff. And people are just walking around through there, taking pictures. Of course, everybody's got to catch it on film. And here's the challenge for all these people. When they're posting it on social media, and they will, the feds are going to get all this. The FBI's grabbing all this stuff. And we'll see whether they go after him or not. And then that's another flashpoint. Here's the Fed, who we can't trust. The FBI, who we can't trust, many people say, going after patriots who came in there just trying to save their country from being stolen from them. And on and on and on and on and on and on it goes. So what do you do? How do you react? How do you feel? What do you think here? Like I said, I read you a text earlier that a friend sent me a text that was up there. And the friend said, I would call, but I'm on the train, stormed the Capitol with thousands of patriots, got gassed twice. I'm so sad for our country. So, and some people go, oh, man, good job. Way to go. That's awesome. And AP is declaring Ossoff the winner in Georgia, giving the Democrats the Senate. Just got that note. You want to, maybe, I'm just spitballing here. Maybe it's just judgment. All the darkness, all the deception, all the misinformation. Hold on a second. I think Trump is just saying something.
That was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Well, that was the statement from there you go. He just dropped that out on Twitter just a few minutes ago. And so now what? Now he's the feckless wimp, right? No, we will not go home, Mr. President. I mean, I don't know if you watched his speech from earlier today, but he was definitely, hey, we're going down the other end of the mall here a little bit. We're going to show these people what we think. And he promised it was going to be a wild thing. And then we talk about civil war and all that stuff. And it's just all, okay. Yeah, and then thank you to Ryan on Facebook Live. A reminder there of QAnon mixed up in all of this stuff. So it's not one group, okay? It's not one group. So it's a bunch of them. It's different people. It's Antifa. There's probably BLM. There's Proud Boys. And again, I will challenge you, if you think there's not a single actual Trump supporter that breached security at the Capitol building today and got in there, your head's in the sand, okay? Be honest. Come on, really? You don't think, if, let's say there's 200,000 people there, 250,000 people there. You don't think some of them might get to that point? Just like I heard from a friend, hey, storm the Capitol. Got gassed twice. You know? And other people going, yeah, man, right on. Good job. And so what do we do? Shelby on Facebook Live. Feel like either way we play into their hands. It's either lay down and take it or fight and it's this mess. What other option is there? Prayer. Trusting the Lord. What are you going to hold on to? What are you going to fight for more? Another friend, I just got back in my car. It's being reported that these are Antifa members that said they were going to dress like Trump supporters and plan to cause trouble. Yeah, it depends on who's saying that, but definitely. I think I'm in there. From the AP, one explosive device found near the Capitol. All right, well, I'm going to give you a chance to call in and share with me what you're thinking. And now, let me just tell you this. If you get too wacky here, okay, if you call in and you're like, burn it all down, man, blah, 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 I might spend a minute with you. I might spend 30 seconds with you. I might just dump you. So you need to be under control and just be honest, okay? Just want to know how you're processing this as an American, as a Christian. How are you feeling? How are you responding to this? It's a very difficult and historic day in America. What do you think? How do you feel? How do you respond? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Come, let us reason one to another. I just want to give you the opportunity to share what you're thinking and what you're feeling, okay? I'm not particularly interested in getting into a debate with you. There's going to be a lot of information that needs to come out. There's going to be things that continue to move. And let's make sure that we're praying and trusting the Lord and being involved as much as possible. But like President Trump just said, and I wonder what folks are going to, how they're going to respond to that. Hey, look, they stole this election from us. They stole it from America. You know, that he's continuing that message, which is fine. He has the right to do that. But does he have the right to cause that kind of potential violence and actual violence? And is he the cause of it at all? Does he have no responsibility whatsoever? See, this is a really dangerous, slippery slope we're on. So we need, Lord, we need discernment and we need wisdom and we need calm and we need peace. Please, Father, for all of us, especially in the body of Christ. We should not divide the body of Christ over smaller things. Okay? I'm not saying that America is a small thing, but it's not doctrine. Okay? So we got to remember that. We got to be very careful as we move through this season. What 2021 is bringing us already, and it's only January 6th. 866-348-7884 if you want to call in and share. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH on what's going on in our nation's capital today. I'm going to try to get to Adam. They need to put him back on hold right quick so I can get to him. But I'd love to hear from you and just see how you're processing through this, what you're thinking, and we can talk through it, right, and hear each other out. I think that's very important. Let's go to Adam is calling in from North Carolina. Adam, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Like I said, I'm a Christian. I hate that things like this are actually coming down to the point where it's happening, but I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't say anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's come down to the point where basically if you look at our government and the ones who are trying to do what they're trying to do to us, the way I look at it is if I break the rule, if I make the rules, break the rules, I'm the one enforcing the rules, you know, it's come down to the point that people look at it like, you know, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
Especially when they're doing the way they're doing because people know what's really going on. And like I said, I'm praying every day about this, but it's come to the point where something like this is going to happen. I hate it, but, you know, something's going to have to change.
Yep. That's for sure. I think we're all on the same page there. Adam, thanks so much for calling in. Let's go to Johnny who's calling in from Maryland. Johnny, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that, I briefly heard what the last caller said, and he said that I didn't really quite get the whole thing, but that it was bound to happen. Some things like this was going to happen, and I agree with him. It's sad that things like this happen for whatever reason, but for it to be turned to violence because you can't get your way, almost like a child that's throwing a temper tantrum. But it's like comes with violence, which people are getting hurt. Their lady got shot, stuff like that. And other people are suffering. The people who are trying to protest peacefully get overshadowed by those who
right.
aren't.
Exactly right. And that's a big part of the problem today. Johnny, thanks so much for calling in. God bless you. 866-348-7884 if you want to call in and share. How you feeling? What are you thinking? And a difficult day, historic day in America. And we should be lamenting as much as we should be engaging. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. 'Cause you want more. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. A very difficult, challenging days in America, to say the least. Heartbreaking. I've been fighting back the tears on many occasions today and just kind of shocked and dismayed. This is Facebook. I've had some wacko, disingenuous people post comments on my page accusing me of criminal acts. Let me clear this up. Today, there were 2 million patriots who participated in acts of protest and civil disobedience. Well, a detail, but I don't think there's any way that was 2 million people. If you go back and look at the Million Man March and when they actually were verifiably about 1 million people there, that was not 2 million people. Anyway, then they were Antifa militants who took advantage of the situation and breached the inside of the Capitol. See the picture below and be honest. Do these guys look like Republicans to you? Please get your facts straight. So a great point. So you look at this picture. And I'm going to hold it up for you on Facebook Live, and then I'll put it up. Now, these guys, to me, don't look like your regular Republican, conservative, God and guns Trump supporters. They look like Antifa to me. These guys look pretty nutty, okay? Pretty whacked out. That was the guy I mentioned that was sitting, I think, in Nancy Pelosi's chair that's got all these tats on him. He's wearing like one of those Indian tribe coonskin kind of hats with the horns sticking out of it. He's got no shirt on. His face is all painted. Now, he's carrying an American flag, but there's another guy next to him. Some of these people just look like Antifa. They're the right age, kind of the right MO. Carrying flags. One guy's carrying Trump as my president. What does that mean anything? No, not in these days. You don't know what's real and what isn't. You don't know what's true and what isn't. That's how we know we're in this age of darkness right now. That's getting darker by the day. So sad to say. But it's just more chaos as we just descend deeper into this chasm, which we need to be praying about. Show up, protest, make your voice known, call legislators, get involved with the process. Absolutely. But if our number one weapon is carnal rather than prayer, forget it. Because this is like Jesus telling his disciples. They're like, yeah, we couldn't deal with this one demon. And he goes like, well, this type of demon only comes out by prayer and fasting. So let me ask all of us that question. How much have we prayed and fasted over these issues that we're infuriated about? Hey, I prayed about it. Yeah. How often? How long? See the point? And I'm not your judge, but we all need to spend some time in the mirror and be asking ourselves these types of questions. Let's go to Kim. It's calling in from North Carolina. I lost Kim. Sorry, I was keeping people on hold for a while. Let me go up here to Darlene. Darlene, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say, with everything going on, I'd like to see Trump just accept how it is. You know, Democrats won. And keep it moving. Come back in 4 years and prove your point. Somebody's seriously going to get hurt, and it's crazy. You have kids watching this. You have, I mean, people of all ages, and it's ridiculous. It's out of control. And he's not showing a good example of what we need in the future if he wants to come back.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I appreciate you calling. Thanks for holding, Darlene. Sorry it took so long to get to you. And it's a great point. I think about the kids for a minute. I mean, my kids are all a little freaked out right now, and they're not super young, right? 16 and up. But think of all the COVID stuff and everything and the lockdowns and not going to school and all this mess for the last, 10 months? And now we add this on top of it. These dominoes are going to be falling for a while. It's really, really, it's very heartbreaking. Let's jump over to John, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. John, thanks for calling in. Sorry to keep you on hold. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of things that I'm thinking about. One is, just like you, for people from the black, which was a trademark of Antifa in a lot of their rioting and sometimes BLM as well. So I think that what most likely happened was some of the same paid on-staff, on-call people hired by Soros were told, okay, your job is to stop the debate that's going on because that truth is going to get out. And we got to stop that process. I think at this point, I can't. Waiting 4 years, I think we need to pray that somehow they will go ahead and resume this process tomorrow. A lot of people will be going home tomorrow.
Yep, that's right.
And I think we need to pray that this process continues. Because without the truth getting out, we don't have a chance in 4 years or in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, at least, I was going to say, I was watching the whole thing. I was watching the Senate chambers and the House chambers. They objected to Arizona first. They were going to do at least three, but by now it looks like there's six states. And by the way, from a legal perspective, a constitutional perspective, they have to get this process done in 5 days. That they actually have a clock that's ticking on this. Based on historical precedent and legal cases, especially the law that was passed in 1887 that dealt with clarifying what the 12th Amendment was all about, which was the vice president's role in the Electoral College. And yeah, they've got 5 days. They got to get this done. They do not have to do it there. They can move the whole thing off site and go somewhere else and do it. They hadn't really gotten into the meat of it yet, but they were
at least
starting to present what they wanted to share, and we're gonna get like 8 to 12 hours of this, which is important. We need to hear it. The argument needs to take place. And so unfortunately today it's shut that down, and I don't think it's gonna help. I think it's gonna hurt. And it's just maddening and heartbreaking and very concerning. But John, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Let's jump to Sharon calling in from Raleigh. Sharon, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold.
Okay, honey. I just wanted to say that I've been involved in politics for over 30 years, and we as Republicans always seem to do the right thing. We always seem to wait for the right thing to happen. We always think that if we do right and act right, it's going to happen. And I think that people are just fed up.
Yeah.
They're just, we've taken it and taken it and taking it and taking it and taking it.
And, right.
You know, I mean, I'm praying every day. I'm praying on and off all day long. But I'm feeling very anxious, and that's not normally me. Normally, I walk with a lot of peace. But my frustration is, what else can I do?
Right.
I mean, I talk to people. I talk to Christians. To tell them to get their heads out of things. I talk to non-Christians from a constitutional point of view.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating when you seem to do this, and I've been doing it 30-plus years, and some people, they just don't get it. And I agree with that man that just hung up, that we can't wait. If this isn't straightened out now, we will never have another fair election.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, and I appreciate you calling, Sharon. It's always great to hear from you, and thank you for your friendship and your prayer over all these years. You're awesome.
You're too sweet, Pete. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. We'll talk to you later. And then that's the, because, so, you know, look, put the shoe on a different foot and go, okay, if somebody gets pushed to the brink and they get abused and harassed and they're the kid in school and then one day they pick up a gun, do you justify that because they got treated horribly for year after year after year and then they just broke? Does that justify it? And now we're back to the 1776 question. At what point do you try to throw off the bonds of a government? Are we there? Some people think we are. I don't think we are, not yet. But we certainly are pushing in that direction. And how do you handle that? Again, we're remaining under the cloud of darkness and deception and confusion. So we need to be praying for wisdom and peace and discernment, which I'm going to do in just a second. I'm going to get to Marcus calling in right quick. Marcus, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. Hey, Steve. I don't want to piss anyone off, but I think talk radio hosts such as yourselves should really be a little honest and recognize that you guys had a role to play in what has unfolded today in D.C. The level of incitement on the radio shows that I listen to, it's kind of evident that this was going to reach a boiling point when you consider all the stories and conspiracies that are spread through the stations like yours. So I think...
How often do you listen to my show, Marcus? I'm going to interrupt. How often do you listen to my show?
Actually, almost every day. And
why?
The reason I listen, because it's interesting to me. As a liberal, I don't particularly find it interesting to listen to liberal talk. I find it interesting to listen to the other side and see what they believe and how they think, because I am not on your side, right? So I'm always interested in finding out what your side believes and what motivates your side. That's more interesting. And
so you think, so give me one example, then I got to let you go because I'm up against the end of the show. Give me an example,
yeah,
if you can, of me inciting the type of violence that we saw today.
Okay, well, so details are not, I won't provide any real details, but let me, so for instance.
No, all right, Marcus, I'm not going to play that game, okay. Marcus. I'm letting you go. Sorry. I can't provide any details. I won't provide any details. You won't. And I'm not going to sit here because you're not going to judge me. You don't have that place. And so I'm not even going to waste the time. But I have not done anything that I'm aware of that's told anybody in the last 10 months or 12 months or since 2007, since I've been on the air, that I think you should storm the Capitol in Washington, D.C. and take care of it by force. I know there's a lot of you that because I have a problem with that, you're disappointed with me. But you can't judge me either. I'm just going to think what Paul's thinking here. I can be judged by no man. I am only judged by God. And when we're called to seek peace and truth and justice, and our weapons are not carnal, they're spiritual. So for me as a Christ follower, I'm not going to go down the road of burn the White House down or something in order to change the political landscape in this country. And sadly, perhaps this is just the destination where we've driven ourselves as a nation. Because when you killed 61 million kids by law, what else are you capable of? This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. We'll keep talking later, God willing. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.